It seems like some of your videos were done a few years back, but now they are so relevant. Is there something you're going to do now that will be relevant in 2 years' time that you can just, can you tell us something in the future that may happen?
Well, I kind of predicted social distancing back then, yeah. I mean, some of my videos,
Yeah.
I put a video up yesterday. I said, I don't mind my fans talking to me, but just don't touch me. Because they used to put their arms around me, they touch me, they put their face next to my face. And even back then, I had a weird thing about germs, being a bit OCD, like, don't touch me because of the germ transfer.
Yeah.
And now it's become a thing. So I'm quite happy about that to a certain degree that you don't, now people, even now people, I remember towards the end, just before lockdown, people were still trying to shake my hand when they said, don't shake people's hands. And I always used to think, why do we shake each other's hands? You get more germ transfer in your hands than almost anywhere else. But why do we do it so much?
Well, it's a mark of respect, isn't it? It's a mark of, I respect you as a human being. It's that old saying, I'll give you a handshake and look you in the eye. You know,
Well,
I'm a solid bloke.
Apparently, back in the day, you give someone a handshake to show them that you're not carrying a weapon.
Oh, right.
So you take your hand out of your pocket, you shake their hand, you're unarmed, so you can be friends. So that's where it came from. But now everyone's unarmed anyway, so we can scrap that.
Well, yeah, we can scrap that and do more elbow touching or
Yeah, they were doing the kicking the feet thing. Remember that? They were going to do the tap the feet. You can click each other's feet. But
Yeah.
I like to spend money on good trainers and I don't want some scuffing the new trainers.